بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today, inshallah, we are looking at the name of Allah, Al-Hadi, Al-Hadi. Coming from the root verb, hada, yahdi, hadyan, hidayatan, fahuwa hudan, or hudan, fahuwa hadin, means to guide aright, to show the right way, to lead until they reach a goal. Simply put, Al-Hadi means the guide, the ultimate guide. Allah Ta'ala is the guide. And the name of Allah, Al-Hadi, occurs twice in the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Indeed, Allah is the guide of those who have believed to the straight path. And furthermore, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. And sufficient is your Lord as a guide and as a helper. So what's the connection? Why would Allah Ta'ala combine the name Al-Hadi with the name of Allah Al-Nasir, meaning the helper, the one who gives you help, specifically not just help like, you know, help, I don't know, in like mundane activities. No, Nasir specifically means help when there's a threat of an enemy. Help when you're like being attacked. So what's the connection? Well, if you take a look at the context of the ayah, the verse is talking about each prophet having enemies. Allah Ta'ala is talking about how each of the prophets did have enemies. And the implication here is that following the path of the prophets will most likely cause you to have enemies as well. It's going to be the case that if you follow down their path, you're going to also encounter those same issues. So, should that make you quit? And the answer is no. Rather, you should trust that Allah Ta'ala is Al-Hadi, the guide, who's going to guide you in terms of the right code of conduct, so you know how to deal with the situation, and that Allah Ta'ala is going to, as you're guided, He's going to make sure that this conduct will give you a nusra, or an-nasr, which is the victory, because He is what? An-Nasir. He is the grantor of victory over your enemies, inshallah Ta'ala. So you can see, in the context of prophets having enemies, these two names of Allah, okay, you have an enemy, but that doesn't deter you from da'wah. Why? Because Allah is going to guide you to how to deal with it, and then ultimately make you overcome and win in the end. Alhamdulillah. So, there are many different types of guidance that Allah Ta'ala has granted and given to different things. Like, for example, al-hidayah al-amma, general guidance, can be referred to as instincts. Humans have it. Animals have it, plants have it. There are certain instincts that different creation have. And this is referred to by Musa alayhi salam when he was giving da'wah and calling Fir'aun to Islam. He said what? قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. He said, our Lord is He who gave each thing its form and then guided it. So saying everything has a certain nature to it. Everything has a certain guidance to it. Whether we're talking about the laws of nature, whether we're talking about animals having instincts, they all have their guidance from their Lord. Number two, even physical objects can provide guidance. Allah Ta'ala mentions these things like the sun and the moon and the stars. They are used for guidance, navigation, etc. Allah says, هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب. Allah says, it is He who has made the sun a shining light and the moon as a derived light and determined for it phases that you may know the number of years and account of time. So I've given you these things in the sky so you can account for your time and be guided. Furthermore, Allah says what? وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And it is He who has placed for you the stars that you may be guided by them through the darkness of the land and sea. So subhanAllah, these are different physical objects, but they're also providing guidance. This is all from Allah. Furthermore, the five senses, right? What's the purpose of seeing and hearing and smelling and tasting and touching? To guide you and navigate you through life. And Allah Ta'ala says that we're responsible for these things. إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. Indeed, the hearing and the sight, hearing and sight and the hearts, the impassioned hearts, about all of those things, one will be questioned. You are responsible for all of it. Furthermore, there is the fitrah. The fitrah is your natural inclination, your natural understanding that there must be a creator. The fact that we have a natural inclination towards spirituality, this is described by Allah Ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rum, ayah number 30. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, adhere to the fitrah of Allah upon which He has created all people. No change should there be in the creation of Allah. Every human being is born with that natural understanding, that fitrah, that Allah Ta'ala is our creator, that we have an inclination towards one God. Furthermore, after all these types of guidance, whether they were talking about general instincts, whether we're talking about these objects that help us become guided, whether we're talking about the five senses, whether we're talking about our fitrah, none of these, therefore, are the same as the next one, which is what? Revelation. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala then, in addition to all this guidance, sends us revelation, as Allah says, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ, for every people, for every, you know, different nations and so forth, there was a guide sent to them. Allah Ta'ala has sent messengers and prophets throughout humanity, throughout history. And Allah Ta'ala says, you couldn't have known this. What was sent, this type of information, was something that's a huge blessing. Allah says, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Then Allah says, you did not know what is the book or what is faith, but we have made it a light by which we guide whom we will of our servants. So subhanAllah, even though this guidance is the truth, this is a truth that could not have been acquired on our own, through our own efforts. This is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And furthermore, Allah Ta'ala is the one who opens our hearts, right? So not only does guidance come, but how are we going to accept it? Only through the permission of Allah. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ. That whoever believes in Allah, he will guide his heart. So you need Allah's guidance. You need, even if the guidance is right in front of you, you know, you have to have that faith, and then Allah Ta'ala will direct your heart to Him. No one can blame Allah for this, their misguidance, neither. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala makes it very clear. Allah Ta'ala will only send astray those people who already are rejecting the truth. They are arrogant, obstinate, right? In other words, the option is in front of you, and if you show nothing but disdain and arrogance, then those options will close to you. And as Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Allah says, and when they deviated, Allah caused their hearts to deviate. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Allah does not guide the defiantly disobedient people. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from being defiantly disobedient. Ameen. Furthermore, Allah says, what? ثُمَّنْ صَرَفُوا صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Allah says, then they turned away, and Allah has turned their hearts from the light, or turned away, you know, from the truth. So subhanAllah, you turn away, then Allah Ta'ala is going to turn away from you as well. Now, there's even guidance towards heaven and towards hell. SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala says what? وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَ لِهَذَا. Imagine when the believers enter paradise, look at what they're saying. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَ لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. And they will say, praise is to Allah who has guided us to this, and we would never have been guided if Allah had not guided us. This is being guided all the way to paradise, but there's also other people who are guided all the way to hell, as Allah Ta'ala says, what? أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَهْدُوهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْجَحِيمِ. The angels, they'll be ordered to say what? They'll be told, gather those who committed wrong, their kinds, all their kinds, and what they used to worship other than Allah, and guide them to the path of hellfire. So subhanAllah, there's this guidance in that direction as well. So how do we apply this name of Allah Ta'ala, Al-Hadi, in our own lives? Well, number one, we need to feel gratitude for guidance. We should not feel the opposite, which is a sense of arrogance, like we are, you know, doing God a favor. Some people have this attitude. This is mentioned in Surah Hujarat, ayah number 17, the Bedouins had this attitude like, oh, I became Muslim, so because I joined your team, you know, you should be happy. You should be grateful that I joined your team. No, rather it's the other way around. You, the disbeliever who now converted, should be grateful that Allah guided you. Allah says, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They consider it a favor to you that they have accepted Islam. Say, do not consider your Islam a favor to me. Rather, Allah has conferred a favor upon you that He has guided you to the faith, if you should be truthful. Furthermore, the Prophet ﷺ says what? The Prophet ﷺ tells us that Allah says in a hadith Qudsi, يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ فَلْيَسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. O my servants, all of you are astray except for those who I have guided, so seek guidance from me and I shall guide you. So subhanAllah, this is the gift of Allah Ta'ala. Furthermore, we recognize that Allah Ta'ala is commanding us to ask for guidance. How many times a day? Right? 2 rak'ah fajr, 4 dhuhr, 4 asr, 3 maghrib, and 4 isha. 2, 4, 4, 3, 4, you add that all together, you get 17, subhanAllah. So a minimum of 17 times a day, you're saying what? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. You're saying, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. And furthermore, you make the dua, اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. Beautiful hadith teaching us to make this dua. Oh Allah, I ask you for guidance, for protection from evil, for chastity, and from freedom from any sort of want. In other words, wealth, that I can be independent. We are taught to pray Salat al-Istikhara. And we also are taught to pray not to lose our guidance. This is how critical it is that you make dua. What? رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O our Lord, let not our hearts deviate after you have guided us. SubhanAllah. So you see so much emphasis, guidance, guidance, guidance. This is why we need to take these things very, very seriously. So the question becomes, how do we become a representative of guidance? How can I actually give da'wah? What qualifications do I need to have? Well, in order to call to Islam, you have to call based upon knowledge. You have to know what you're talking about. Not everything in Islam, but at least what you're talking about, right? If all you know is that Allah is one, then tell people, قُلْ, say the words, هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, say that Allah is one. If that's all you know, that's all you know. But whatever you're talking about, you have to know what you're talking about. Other than that, say, I'm not sure. As Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, say, this is my way, I invite to Allah with insight, with proper knowledge. Number two, you have to do so in a soft way, in a kind way. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. It is a gift from Allah Ta'ala that the Messenger ﷺ was lenient, that Musa alayhi salam was told to be lenient, him and Harun were told, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, and speak to him with a gentle speech. Furthermore, the Prophet ﷺ says what? إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. Kindness is not to be found in anything except it beautifies it, and it is not withdrawn from anything except it makes it defective. So kindness, mercy in your style and approach is necessary. Also, the Prophet says what? أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. O people, Allah is good, and therefore He accepts nothing except that which is good. It has to be in a good, sweet, kind methodology. Point number three, about how to become an ambassador, you have to give da'wah with wisdom. As Allah says, أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instruction. So you have to pick the right time and the right place, saying the right words, using the right methodology, paying attention to what the person thinks, how they feel, and so you make sure you cater to their psychology, their mentality, their attitude. You know, you don't try to argue when they're in a bad mood. You don't try to force your opinion, etc. It's not about winning the argument. It's about actually convincing people as well. So all these things are part of wisdom. May Allah grant us wisdom. Furthermore, you have to be patient, and you also have to be brave in addition to that. Why? Because you rarely convert someone in one shot. Sometimes it takes a lot of patience to get them there, and other times you have to be a brave person in order to deal with, perhaps, you could say, opposition. Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You do not guide who you love. It's not up to you. You have to be patient with people. You have to give da'wah over and over again, and you don't know. Maybe a person, it's not, you know, they'll never be guided. You still have to be patient. You have to still get back up and try again with the next person and the next person. And you have to be brave to strive and to really work hard. It's not just something easy. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those who jahadu, those who strive for us, they make this jihad, they fight and they strive for us, we will surely guide them to our ways. Allah Ta'ala says, I will guide you, but you have to work for it as well. And furthermore, the Prophet tells us what? بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. Islam started as something strange, and it's going to go back to being something strange as it used to be. So glad tidings to the stranger. You have to be able to have the bravery to stand out and to not necessarily fit in with the crowd. And the Prophet also says what? لَا تَكُونُوا إِمَّعَ. Don't be imitators. Don't be yes men, sycophants, suck-ups, people that just want to follow the crowd. تَقُولُوا إِنْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسُ أَحْسَنَّا وَإِنْ ظَلَمُوا ظَلَمْنَا. And saying to yourselves, well, if the people do good, I'll be good, and if the people are doing bad, then I'll be bad too. No. وَلَكِنْ وَطِّنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Rather, make yourselves, accustom yourselves, what? In ahsana nasu and tuhsinu. If the people do good, then yes, be good as well. Wa in asa'u fala tazlimu. But if they do bad, don't become evil with them. Point number five is you have to have noble character. The Prophet says, Allah says about the Prophet, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. You have a great, high moral standard and character. Furthermore, the Prophet says, what? إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was only sent to perfect moral character. And finally, the Prophet says, what? أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The most complete of the believers are those who are best amongst them in character. So these are five different points about how you want to be a representative of Islam and you want to give da'wah to people. You have to have these qualities if you want to apply this name of Allah Al-Hadi and be, inshallah, a guide yourself as well. So in conclusion, I just want to make a few very brief remarks, bi-idhnillah. It's important to remember that Allah Ta'ala says, ومن أحسن قول ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. It's a very, very important verse that Allah mentions in Surah Fussilat, ayah number 33. Allah says, and who is better in speech than one who invites to Allah and does righteousness and says, indeed, I am from the Muslims. So this is a rhetorical question saying there is nobody better. There's nobody better that except the one who has these three qualities. Number one, you call to Allah. In other words, yes, you call to Islam, but even your call to Islam starts with Tawheed, right? Obviously, you're calling to everything else. You're calling them to prayer, you're calling them to fasting, you're calling them to charity, you're calling them to dress modestly and to not get drunk and to not get high and all these different things that are part of Islam. But the first thing you call people to is God is one. And then all the ahkam or the rulings come after that. So number one, call to Allah. Number two, you're not a hypocrite. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا You do good deeds. You are somebody who is regularly practicing what you preach. You're not a hypocrite. And number three, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ You say, I'm from amongst the Muslims. Particularly, you're not saying what? You're not saying, I'm from this group or that group. I'm from this sect or that sect. I'm from this hizb or from that hizb. I represent this group or from that group. Yes, you know, at the end of the day, we should recognize something very important. You're calling to Islam. You are from the Muslims. This is your title. This is your label. This is the only team that you're part of. This idea of, well, Muslim doesn't mean much because that's too broad. No, I'm part of this special group because we're the special ones. When you start getting into this type of hizbiyah and asabiyah, partisanship and, you know, little groups and stuff like this, you are diminishing the importance and the weight of the word, of the name Islam and Muslim. That should be enough to unite us. Being a Muslim should be the beginning and the end. That's it. That's our best label. That's the only label we need. So you call to that. Allah says what? قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ Say indeed, true guidance is the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ Whoever Allah guides, then he is indeed rightly guided. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are rightly guided. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.